For me, I'm starting a new sector of my business now. It's a huge stretch. I mean, I'm scared to death of it. And but that fear pushes you to study harder. It pushes you to learn. It pushes you to try it because you put a lot of money out there. I mean, I spent more money this year alone on education in my 33rd year than I did in my 4 years of college, you know, this year alone, because I want to learn something. I want to become a specialist in an area. You just got to go do it.
You are listening to Wealthy Advisor Mindset Podcast, a show dedicated to helping financial advisors grow their AUM while enjoying a great quality of life by creating a high performance mindset. Guiding you on this podcast is none other than Nina Cook, a seasoned mindset coach who has worked with hundreds of business owners over the last decade to dissolve all their self-sabotaging behaviors and habits to achieve their business goals so they can have a much bigger impact and make much more money. Throughout the show, we'll deliver actionable strategies to grow your practice more easily and quickly, while revealing the incredible possibilities that emerge when you tap into your best self. Ready for a breakthrough that amplifies your impact and profits? Let's dive in.
Brent Turner has a financial advisory practice called Brent Turner Advisors. With over 30 years of experience as an independent financial advisor, Brent has had the privilege of providing his clients with the personal attention and flexibility they deserve. Building strong and lasting relationships is at the core of his approach, and many of his clients have been with him for decades. He's based in Montana with his wonderful wife, Lisa, and his son. He's deeply connected to the community and actively contributes through his involvement in church and various organizations. Brent is an avid outdoorsman. He cherishes moments canoeing, fishing, hunting, and skiing amidst the breathtaking Montana mountain views. Wonderful to have you here. And
thanks,
we're going to be talking all things mindset for financial advisors. So Brent, you've had a long career as an advisor. What brought you to create all the success that you have created? And what role has your mindset played in that success?
You know, I think that's a great question that I will answer with this. When I was about 13 years old, 12 or 13 years old, I had an uncle that used to come and spend the weekends with us. And I just loved him. And he brought with him one time some cassette tapes. Remember the old cassette tapes?
Oh, yes. You know? Yes. And then they would wind out. Then you'd have to try and wind them back in with a pen.
Yeah, something like that. And he brought this big book cassette tape of 10 or 12 cassettes of Zig Ziglar. And it was the most powerful stuff I ever heard, that you could set your destiny and your success by your thinking. And he had a term he used called stinking thinking, people that just had negative thinking and they just where they wanted to be. And he talked about having a checkup from the neck up, you know, and those wonderful little sayings. And I gravitated to that. It just really spoke to me, and I loved it. And I'm grateful for him sharing that kind of information with me, because that's not something a 12 or 13 year old kid learns, that they can control their success by their thoughts. And so, you know, I guess you just put those practices in play and let it go. So that was important for me. And those are still true. If I still have a down day, have something going on, I can go back and listen to those and just get a checkup from the neck up and go, you know what, this is okay. I got it. Let's keep on going.
What were the main lessons you learned from Zig Ziglar? What struck
power
you at
positive
the time?
Thinking, you know, just the power of positive thinking, that if you think positive, you're going to have a positive result at some point. If nothing else, at least you thought it was.
Amazing. So that was something that you encountered early in life and had a big impact on you.
Sure, it did. Yeah.
So how did that help you when you started in this industry? Because we know it's not easy, is it? And there's
no,
it's a tough industry to get a foothold into. And to
sure. And I started it the wrong way. I mean, I did everything backwards. I got a degree in agriculture, and a college degree in agriculture, and found out that I was best suited for being a facilitator, a teacher, and a coach. And I just started on my own. I didn't start with a wirehouse. I didn't start with a career agency. I didn't start with any type of specialized training. I had to go buy my training, and I still do. And that was, you know, I guess that was probably a carryover from the fact that if you believe it, you can do it. And I just didn't know I couldn't do it. It took a couple of years, but then it finally took off, and it's been a pretty good ride so far.
And what are the setbacks that you, or the main setbacks that you experienced, and how did you overcome them? How did your thinking help you to get past those setbacks? Because sometimes setbacks can stop someone in their tracks and they think, well, this isn't for me. I'll go and try something else.
I don't know, Nina, exactly the answer to that. I guess for me, I had positive people around me. You know, I had people around me that I could call. The folks in this industry are wonderful. They are caring, giving, sweet, generous people. And our industry has some bad apples in it, like every other industry. And they kind of, you know, they overshadow the good ones sometimes in the media. But, you know, being able to have a colleague who could pick up the phone and call and go, you know what, this happened. What do you think? And being able to have somebody to talk to, somebody to bounce ideas off of. And I've always been open to asking and being a friend. You know, part of that training early on was to have a friend. You got to be a friend. And so colleagues in this business are very valuable. You know, you go to conferences, you go to conventions, you go to whatever, and you meet people that are very much like yourself, and you gravitate to them and they gravitate to you and you become friends. And, you know, those are the folks that I miss the most when they're gone. And having somebody to, you know, that's been there before, somebody that's had a bad day, had a bad year. And those happen in our industry. So just being able to have trusted colleagues that you can call on that pick you up when you're down and do the same when they call.
Yeah, so true. And you've obviously seen many advisors in the business over the decades. Yeah. And things change, you know, trends.
I've been to a bunch of weddings. I've been to a bunch of funerals and that. And there those are the ones that matter. Yeah.
Yes. So you've had you've been able to observe and see, you know, the ones who are very successful, the ones who don't achieve a level of success they want. And this is a question that I love to ask my guests. What do you believe is the biggest difference between the advisors who are very successful and the ones who don't achieve the goals?
Well, this business, you're given a ton of trust by your clients. And I don't know any advisors that violate that trust knowingly. In our industry, we're given a ton of responsibility for things that are way out of our control. I mean, we don't have any control over the outcome of what the market does. We don't have any control over the outcome of what an insurance company does or doesn't do. We don't have any control over the economy. We don't have any control over clients' actions and behaviors. And so a lot of times we're held, you know, we're held responsible for things that are way out of our control. That's unfortunate, but I don't know bad advisors. I just don't. I think most of the folks who get into this business are doing it for, first off, because they care about people. That's kind of to me is a common thread. I don't see a lot of them that get into it for the money. That's a burnout situation because you're going to burn out and be gone if you're in it for the money. And you can make a tremendous income in this industry, tremendous. But in my opinion, you're doing that while you're doing really good work if you're doing it right.
Well, what do you see as the biggest challenges that advisors face? You know, the challenges between their ears. That can trip them up, can stop them, keep their vision small, make them risk averse. Because it's about attitude, isn't it? It's about attitude.
It really
it's about
is.
Daily habits, what you do day after day.
You know, it's. I remember, you know, back to Zig Ziglar. You know, you put in garbage, you're going to get garbage out. Mm. And in our industry, you put negative activity into your brain, you're going to get negative activity out of your output. Having some place to go to get positive affirmation, I guess, is probably a good way to put that. To be able to go somewhere to get something whether it's reading a good book that's designed for personal development, whether it's having a conversation with a safe, positive person, listen to a, I love podcasts. I listen to podcasts when I'm going down the road, and they're not foo-foo. They're good stuff. They're stuff that you want to grow with. And human development is, you shouldn't ever stop developing as a human, physically or psychologically. And that's my opinion. How do you stay in that mindset? Well, you got to practice. You got to put forth the effort to stay positive sometimes, because it's mean. It's a mean world, whether you're in the financial services industry or any other industry. It's just tough. And so when you're responsible for making sure that clients have the best opportunity for success, you got to stay positive. And so do what it takes to do that. Sometimes, I see a lot of folks that get so caught up in a trap mentally. I said, just go for a walk. Just go for a walk, do something, move. And I think the other thing for me is always having something in front of you that you want to do that pushes you, and having something that is going to, stretch the boundaries of your capability. Whether it's skiing a super tough black diamond, that I don't have any business being on, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I know the second time I do it, it'll be easier. Or building a new sector of your business, it's going to take a couple of years to build out. Or that starts with going and getting the training. So for me, having something that I want to see done or accomplished, and it's going to be hurtful and painful, you just got to go do it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I've been there many times. How do you overcome that fear when you're thinking of a big goal, whether it's skiing down a mountain or making a big change in your business, maybe growing your team or maybe opening a new office, whatever it is, you're investing in something big. It could be a new marketing mm-hmm. system, whatever. How do you get over the fear of doing that so you actually get into action mode and you do it?
How do you get over the fear? Fear is real.
We feel it in our body, don't we?
Yeah, we feel it. It's carnal. It's in there. I think you just, from a skiing analogy, you just point the skis downhill. You're not going to fall uphill. You're going in the right direction. So for me, I'm starting a new sector of my business now. It's a huge stretch. I mean, I'm scared to death of it. But the fear pushes you to study harder. It pushes you to learn. It pushes you to try it, because you put a lot of money out there. I mean, I spent more money this year alone on education in my 33rd year than I did in my 4 years of college. This year alone, because I want to learn something. I want to become a specialist in an area. You just got to go do it. And so, to me, it's just point the skis downhill and take off, because you're going to, I remember I went through Strategic Coach with Dan Sullivan years ago, and I'm a huge fan of Dan. And that 80% is good enough. Having 80% competency is good enough, whether you're working on a project that you want to produce or set out. That 80%, you'll spend more time on that last 20 fighting for perfection. That it's not about perfection, it's about progress. And having that 80%, you'll figure out and perfect it as you go through the hours and hours of experience, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Imperfect action is the way forward. And yeah. I've worked with many advisors who have been stuck in procrastination. Mm. It could be through, wanting to make things perfect, but that's another excuse to procrastinate. But it comes down to fear, fear of taking risks, fear of getting it wrong, fear of rejection, whatever it is, fear it's not going to work. But it all comes down to the fear.
Are you frustrated with your inability to take the next steps to grow your practice and worry that your same old tired strategies don't seem to work any longer? If this is you, then listen up. Nina has spent the last 2 decades coaching financial advisors and has cracked the code to growing AUMs, hitting bigger profits in your business, and achieving a higher quality of life. You can now get access to those secrets in her game-changing book,
Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. In the book, Nina will share her proven process for success to take you from chasing clients to attracting high-paying ones by creating a success-driven mindset. So, if you are struggling with stagnation, then this could give you the breakthrough you've been searching for. This is different to anything you may have come across before. For being an awesome listener to this podcast, our team would like to gift you a free copy of the book, Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. You can get your free copy at ninabook.org. You only have to pay for shipping and handling. Once again, the link to get a free copy of this book is ninabook.org. The link is also in the description. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to grow your AUM and stop hustling for your next client. Now, back to the show.
So what drives you? Do you have a fear of failure?
No.
Do you have a fear?
I've done it too many times.
So how do you view failure? How does that, you know, what's your attitude towards failure?
My biggest fear of failure is something my client might feel. To me, that's a failure. And a lot of times we get credited with the failure and it's not our fault, but we're the one that gets, you know, we get credit for that. To me, that's the biggest thing is I don't want that to happen to a client. And in over 30 years, we've had stuff go bump in the night that just didn't work. And sometimes, you know, you don't want that to happen. You do everything possible to prevent that from happening. But to me, that's the biggest fear is what a client perceives you as. I can't control that all the time. But I think clients gravitate to those advisors that think the way they do. And I'm not suitable for every client out there. I'm not. And thank goodness. And I think it's one of the things that you learn through your career is you don't have to be. You don't have to be the advisor for every client. So just having, you'll find the right clients. And that's why I've had clients for so many decades is that, you know, it's more than just an advisor. It's a different relationship. And you can't tell anybody how to do that. It's just organic. It just has to be there. And so when you get a stable of clients that are aligned with you personally, you're going to have fun and you're going to do well and they're going to do well.
It's a wonderful accolade, isn't it, to say you've had clients who've been with you for decades. Yeah. What's your secret?
No, I think it goes back to who they are and who you are as an advisor. Communication, you know, it's just like any other relationship. You got to nurture it. You got to foster it. But it's got to be the right relationship to start with. And I remember back in the late 90s and markets were just screaming up. You know, people were making so much money. And then in 2000, it hit. The big correction hit, and it was not that way. It was not that way at all. That was really my first experience of clients losing money. And because we couldn't make a bad decision. And then 2000 hit, and I was like, oh. And I went searching. I really did. I started looking because the entire industry had collapsed. It didn't matter what kind of funds you were in, what kind of investments you were in. Everything fell apart. Same thing happened in 2008. I think always be on the lookout for something that works well for clients to get them from where they are to where they want to be. And it doesn't have to be aggressive, but having those relationships to me is just like any other relationship that you care about. You have to nurture it and communicate, you know, why did this happen and how can it be avoided? And you're going to lose clients in that process. But if you keep being who you are, care about your clients, do the right thing, you're going to attract the right kind of client. And I think when you finally arrived in your career is when you can say, you know what, this is not a fit. This is not a great fit for you or for me. And be able to walk away and still be friends if you're friends to start with. Or be friends. I think that's one of the greatest things is, you know what, we're not going to work together, but we can sure be friends. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, that's such a big part of it, because it sounds as if being who you are and you're showing them that you want to serve, that is the at the forefront of your mind.
I think so.
Making the money comes as a product, a byproduct of that anyway, doesn't
right.
it?
Right.
And
right.
when they know that you're there to serve them and look after them and you're going to forge a relationship that's going to last a long time, that really changes the whole game, doesn't it? Because I know people who hop from advisor to advisor, they'll try the next one, then the next one, etc. But to keep clients for many decades says a lot about you and your approach.
I haven't done everything right, but we sure tried.
Absolutely. Have you ever felt at any point that you have limited your success, that your mindset has said, well, I can go so far, but I can't go further than that? Have you ever felt that you have ever stood in your own way in terms of building your business? And if you have, did you manage to get past that block and get to the next level of profits?
That's interesting. I don't consider myself a goal-oriented person at all. I don't. I don't set financial goals for my business. I don't set, these got-to-haves. Because our industry it gives you a lot of freedom to be who you are and to bring that unique ability of who you are to your service. And I just never set those goals. And I probably did, I could probably have a whole lot more money in the bank account if I had, but that's never been important to me. I remember when I got out of college, I was interviewing for jobs and they wanted me to work 12 months out of the year. And I'm like, what? No, I can't do that. and the reason being, they want me to work 5 days a week. And I'm like, I'm not built for that. And so this industry affords a lot of flexibility because nobody knows the time that I spend up till midnight working on a case or all weekend on something, and nobody ever sees the fact that I'm burning mental energy working on something while I'm present, and that's okay. This is a neat business that allows us to have that flexibility and make a great living in the meantime. It goes back to do what you love doing and you'll never have to work a day in your life, that kind of adage. But that's true with this business too. If you enjoy working with people, seeing them be successful, giving them your unique ability and your experience to help them through a trial where they're struggling, it's a pretty good deal for everybody.
Yeah, that's an absolute win-win, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is the biggest lesson that life has taught you so far?
It's messy.
That's so true.
People are people. They're humans. They're animals. And I've spent a lifetime working with animals, with training dogs or training, other animals and being around them. They're very predictable. Usually they're very predictable. You know what they're going to do. Humans, you got to know that they're going to disappoint you at some point. And sometimes you just say, I need to get away from that person or this group of people or whatever. And then find people that do energize you. Because the biggest hurdle with mindset is if somebody's having a bad day, they want you to have a bad day to make them feel better. And if you allow them to do that, they will. So I don't know. Keep something in front of you that you want to do and don't be afraid to go do something. I made a move. I grew up in the South. I was in the South all my life. I came out West when I was 25 years old and I never could get it out of my system. I had to come back. And so finally I got my child grown and he's in college and we moved to Montana and I'm like, this is where I've always wanted to be. But I hear people tell me, well, I want to do that. I wish I could do that. Well, you can. If there's something you want to do, go do it. And so it's up here. It's just right up there. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you're right. And so to me, if there's something with the hardships in life, keep something in front of you you want to do and go do it. Yeah. I tell clients that every day. I tell other advisors that every day. I tell people that say, I want this lifestyle. I want that. I want to go do that. Then go do it. Don't talk about it. Talk about it doesn't produce anything. Go do something. If you want to create a new business, you want to step out of your job and create an enterprise, then let's work on that and step out there. What's the first step? What's it got to look like for you to be successful? I love what Dan Sullivan says. What needs to, if we're having this conversation in 5 years, what needs to happen for you to be happy with your results? What needs to happen for you to be happy with your results in life? To me, that's goals. That's not necessarily goal-oriented. That's just a state of mind.
Yeah, and it sounds very much as if you're a coach to your clients, as well as giving them financial advice. And that's a really important part of it, isn't it?
It is.
Knowing what their goals are and helping them to achieve their goals.
Right.
That's exactly what a coach does.
That's it.
Wonderful.
I guess I took my personality profile the first time when I was 21 years old, and it said I should be a facilitator, a teacher, and a coach. And I actually sought out occupations that's best suited for. I was an athlete. I didn't want to be a coach. I didn't want to be a teacher. But I was good at communicating with people, and facilitating and teaching and coaching all came together in this industry. So it's a wonderful industry. It's not just about picking the right funds or anything like that.
Yes, so much more than that. Yeah. How can our listeners find out more about you and the amazing work that you're doing?
I'm at brentturner.net. My phone number is 615-406-0419. And I take calls. If you call me and say, hey, I'm an advisor and I'm struggling with this, I'll pay it forward. We'll talk. I'll take the time. It's not an issue for me. In my business, I do a lot of joint work. And in our specialty, we have a lot of advisors that bring us in on cases to help them. You know, we have a very unique approach that's advisors kind of gravitate to us with that. So
that's very generous of you. Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for your time today. It's been such a pleasure.
Wonderful.
Talking about mindset, and for everyone to be watching, I hope you really enjoyed our chat. Thank you so much, Brent.
Good to be with you. Have a great day.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Wealthy Advisor Mindset. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform to get notifications on upcoming episodes. If this episode made you think of someone who you think would benefit from listening to it, then go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them, or post it on your social media to share with your friends and colleagues. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description. If you are a financial advisor who is struggling to grow your AUM and profits while creating a great work-life balance, and you know it's because your mindset is stopping you, or you have a specific challenge in mind that you would love Nina's feedback on, go to chatswithnina.org and grab a time that works best for you. We'd love to see if we can help you. Once again, it's chatswithnina.org. We will see you in the next episode.